Welcome, curious minds, to the deep dive. When you picture Malta, I bet it's, you know, sun-drenched beaches, ancient cities, a real Mediterranean jewel.
Absolutely. It's stunning.
But what if Malta's becoming something more, something beyond just a gorgeous holiday spot, maybe? A crucial strategic anchor, a solid plan B for your future in, well, this increasingly unpredictable world.
That's exactly the angle people are starting to see now.
Right. So today we're doing a deep dive into exactly that. Malta's really quite significantly revised permanent residence program regulations for 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission here is to, let's say, cut through the noise, unpack these updates, and really see why Malta might be a surprisingly smart move if you're considering a second home or maybe a long-term base in Europe.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Definitely. And we've drawn our insights from a really detailed expert guide over on the Attard Baldacchino website. It gives you the practical stuff, but also some interesting cultural context, too. So, yeah, let's get into it.
Well, what's really interesting, I think, is how Malta is consciously positioning itself. It's not just leaning on the, you know, the beautiful scenery.
Right.
The source makes it clear Malta is deliberately building on its reputation. You know, resilient, stable, a trusted place to be.
In this day and age, that stability is huge.
Exactly. With all the geopolitical shifts happening, offering that secure foundation, it's not just a nice to have anymore. It's a primary reason people look there. It's less about finding just a new place to live and more about securing a strategic foothold.
That's a powerful way to put it. And the guide, it talks about this unique cultural thing, this island tempo. Sounds intriguing.
Ah, yes, the tempo.
It seems like it's more than just a quaint local habit. It actually shapes the pace of life,
Maybe
even how you approach big decisions like residency. Suggests a different kind of balance.
It certainly does. It's a real aspect of life there.
So connecting that to the practical side.
Yeah.
What are these big revisions? The ones brought in by Legal Notice 146 of 2025, what makes them so significant?
Okay, so the revisions are pretty substantial. They've streamlined things quite a bit. And crucially, they've redefined the financial side.
How so?
Well, it positions Malta's permanent residence program as genuinely one of Europe's most cost-efficient, practical, and importantly, long-term options now.
Cost-efficient? Like how?
Get this. The guide suggests that around 200,000 euro could potentially cover the entire cost for a family of four. We're talking about acquiring permanent residence rights in Malta.
Wait, 200,000 euro? For a whole family?
That's the figure they point to, covering the key program costs.
And the guide mentions this could happen pretty fast, like 12 to 18 months?
Yes, within that kind of time frame.
That's not just competitive for Europe, that almost feels revolutionary.
Right.
What specifically changed to make it so much more accessible?
That's really the crux of it, isn't it? This revised pricing. It's not just about being cheaper. It feels like it's actively targeting a broader group of investors and families.
Making Malta a real contender against other EU programs that maybe felt out of reach before.
Precisely. And a key update is this new option for an immediate 12-month temporary residence permit.
Ah, okay. Tell me more about that.
It means you could potentially start settling into Malta, you know, get the kids in school, find your feet, while your permanent residence application is still being processed. That's a huge plus for families wanting to move sooner rather than later.
So you're not stuck in limbo waiting. That really is a game changer. Are there extra costs with that temporary option?
Yes. You'd have some additional rental and health insurance costs specifically for that temporary period. But for many, the benefit of settling in right away often outweighs that extra expense.
Makes sense. And the main program fees themselves, you said they're streamlined.
Very much so. The new minimum required contribution is now set at 37,000 euro. And this applies whether you decide to purchase a property or lease one.
Oh, so no difference in the contribution fee between buying and renting anymore.
Exactly. That distinction's gone. It simplifies that decision quite a bit for applicants.
That is a big simplification. Okay, what about dependents? Because often that's where the costs can really start to rack up in these programs.
Another good point. And the new rules are more generous here, too. There are no additional fees for a spouse or a de facto partner. Same for children under 18.
Really? No extra costs for a spouse or young kids?
Correct. Now, if you have dependents over 18, say older children still reliant on you, excluding your spouse, of course, there's an additional fee of 7,500 euro for each of them.
Okay, 7,500 euro for adult dependents. Still, overall, that really highlights the family-friendly aspect you mentioned.
It absolutely does. It makes the whole package look remarkably attractive.
It really does. Which brings me back to that island tempo thing we touched on. The relaxed Maltese way of life. It's one thing to talk numbers and benefits, but what about the actual experience, especially when you're navigating official stuff, applications and whatnot?
Yes. The Great Maltese Paradox, perhaps. The source highlights this really well. Maltese culture is famously relaxed about time. Life definitely unfolds at a slower, maybe more enjoyable pace compared to, say, London or New York.
Sounds appealing.
It is. Social plans, even some work things, can have a certain flexibility. People and conversations are often valued over strict punctuality. It fosters a genuinely balanced lifestyle.
Which, honestly, coming from a faster pace, sounds like a dream. That balanced time for family, enjoying local life. I can see why that's a massive draw for new residents, property investors looking for different quality of life.
Definitely.
But then, bureaucracy. Does that laid-back island tempo seep into government processes? Is there any truth to that old stereotype? You know, nothing ever happens on time in the Southern Mediterranean.
That's such a critical question. And this is where we need to bust a couple of myths. Because while the local lifestyle is leisurely and charming, the fact is licensed agents like the Attard Baldacchino team mentioned in the source and the official agencies, particularly the Residency Malta Agency or RMA, they operate with clear deadlines. They expect and require strict compliance on all regulatory matters. So your friendly chat over coffee might run long, but your residency application, if handled properly, won't follow that same relaxed schedule.
Okay, so the myth that the island pace will delay my property purchase or residency, that's also not quite right, as long as you play by the official rules.
Exactly. The fact is, this is where partnering with a professional, experienced local team becomes absolutely essential. They bridge that gap. They understand the culture and the compliance requirements.
So they navigate it for you.
Precisely. They ensure a smooth process, timely submissions, adherence to all the official laws. Even though government processes are getting more streamlined, you still need realistic timeline expectations. And you must work closely with your licensed agent.
Makes sense. They help you leverage the local expertise so the island's charm doesn't become a procedural headache.
You've got it. It's about knowing how the system works.
That clarity is super important. Okay, so for someone listening, maybe getting excited about this, what does the actual journey look like? The step-by-step. Our source lays out a 10-step guide for 2025. Maybe instead of just listing them, could you walk us through the key phases? Highlight what's really crucial.
Absolutely. Let's break it down. Think of it maybe in three main phases: prep and kickoff, the core application, and then finalization and long haul.
Okay, phase one, prep and kickoff. What's vital here?
The absolute non-negotiable starting point is step one. Choose your licensed agent. This isn't just advice. It's a legal requirement by the Residency Malta Agency, and it's your first layer of protection.
Why is it so fundamental?
Because a reputable firm, like Attard Baldacchino, who produced the guide we're discussing, handles everything from the initial checks, the onboarding due diligence, to preparing your power of attorney. This relationship is paramount. Working directly with a licensed agent massively boosts your chances of approval.
Okay, so the agent is key. They also help with the property side.
Yes. Step two involves them assisting you in finding a suitable property, either for lease or purchase, that meets the qualifying property criteria. That means hitting certain standards for value, size, location, ensuring it's a proper residence, not just a mailbox. And they guide you on the required health insurance, too.
Got it. What else is in this first phase?
This is where that new Step 3 Malta Temporary Residence TR application comes in. Remember, it's optional. But it's a big deal for 2025.
The one that lets you move sooner.
Exactly. You can apply for a 12-month temporary permit right at the start. You'll need to come to Malta for biometrics, fingerprinting, and photos, possibly needing a visa, depending on your nationality. If you go for this TR option, the first payment of the administrative fee, which is 15,000 euro, is due within a month of submitting this TR application. It lets you settle while the main permanent residence PR application is processed.
Okay, that covers phase one. What about phase two? The core application.
Right. This involves step four, Malta Permanent Residence Application Compilation. And honestly, this might be the make or break stage. It's all about compiling a full source of funds and wealth application.
Source of funds.
Yeah.
Meaning proving where your money came from.
Precisely. And in detail. It's not enough just to show you have the net worth. You need to disclose your total net worth with extensive documentary evidence proving not just that you own it, but crucially, how you generated that wealth over your lifetime.
Wow, that sounds thorough.
It is. It really highlights Malta's commitment to financial transparency, you know, keeping things above board. It signals they're serious about attracting legitimate applicants. A meticulously prepared application here is absolutely key. Quality over speed is the mantra.
So assuming you compile that strong application, what's next?
Step 5, Malta permanent residence application submission. A high-quality application, the source suggests, can often be compiled in about 2-3 months. If you didn't take the temporary residence option earlier, this is when that first 15,000 euro of the administrative fee is due.
And then it goes to the agency.
Yes. Step 6, agency processing. The RMA takes over. This typically takes about 6 to 9 months. They conduct multi-layered due diligence, background checks, the works. They might come back with questions or requests for clarification.
And that's where the agent steps in again.
Absolutely vital. You need to respond promptly and properly through your licensed agent to keep things moving smoothly. Local expertise here is invaluable for navigating any queries.
Okay, fingers crossed. After 6-9 months, what happens? Phase 3.
Phase 3. Finalization and long-term compliance. Hopefully, you get step 7. Letter of approval in principle. This is the big moment. It basically means, yes, you've secured permanent residence rights, provided you fulfill the final obligations.
Okay, what are those final obligations?
There are a few key things due within specific timelines after receiving that letter. First, the outstanding balance of the administrative fee, that's 45,000 euro, due within 2 months.
45,000 euro, okay.
Then the main RMA contribution. That's 37,000 euro, whether you're renting or buying your property. That's due within 8 months.
37,000 euro contribution.
Got it.
You also need to finalize your qualifying property arrangement within that 8-month window. Remember the minimums? Annual rent of 14,000 euro or a purchase value of 375,000 euro. Proof is needed.
14,000 euro rent or 375,000 euro purchase.
Right. And finally, there's that charitable donation, 2,000 euro to a registered Maltese voluntary organization or the Malta Research and Innovation Development Trust, also within 8 months.
Okay, 2,000 euro donation. So quite a few things to tick off in those 8 months post-approval in principle.
Yes, and you submit evidence for all of these to the RMA. Once they review and approve everything, you reach step 8, final approval and certificate of Maltese residence. Your temporary permit, if you had one, gets replaced by a 5-year Malta residence permit. You're officially in. Just need to keep an eye on permit and passport expiry dates.
Fantastic. But it doesn't quite end there, does it? There's ongoing compliance. Correct. Step 9 is the 5-year annual compliance period. For the first 5 years after getting your certificate, you have obligations. You need to show you still meet the minimum wealth financial liquidity requirements, maintain your qualifying property in Malta, and crucially, keep your qualifying health insurance policy going indefinitely.
Indefinitely for health insurance.
Wow, yes. The property and wealth checks are for the first 5 years, but the health insurance is ongoing. Your licensed agent, again, someone like Atard Baldacchino, helps prepare and submit the annual compliance forms to the RMA during those first 5 years.
So the relationship with the agent is long-term.
Very much so. And finally, step 10, maintain your residence. Enjoy the rights, keep the health insurance up, and stay in touch with your agent for any regulatory updates. After the 5 years, it's mainly about the health insurance and just generally abiding by the rules.
That is a remarkably clear step-by-step breakdown. Thank you. It really sounds like the main takeaways are plan ahead, definitely embrace the culture, but absolutely respect the compliance deadlines. Mm. And it seems unavoidable. Use local licensed expertise. Like the guide recommends, consult a team like Atard Baldacchino to ensure you do everything right.
Mm.
Sounds like trying to DIY this would be unwise.
Unwise is putting it mildly. It's complex. And that really brings us back to why partnering with a licensed, reputable brand, specifically an immigration and real estate specialist like Atard Baldacchino, is so crucial.
It's indispensable, you said.
I really think so. They provide that expert guidance, the deep local knowledge you just can't get otherwise, and that tailored support to navigate all these steps successfully. They help with the property investment side, making sure your choice fits the rules, and with that ongoing compliance later.
So they help make that island tempo enjoyable rather than an obstacle on your residency path.
Perfectly put. They manage the official side so you can actually enjoy the lifestyle.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you listening right now? Maybe think beyond Malta as just a beautiful place. Consider it as a genuinely strategic move for your future. It offers that long-term stability, that balanced lifestyle within Europe that, frankly, a lot of people are searching for right now. Could Malta be the right strategic piece for your plan B?
It's certainly a compelling question to ask. It's about securing peace of mind, isn't it? And a future for your family in a vibrant European country that manages to blend tradition with modern stability quite well.
If this deep dive has sparked your interest, if you're thinking maybe Malta is a possibility for your future residence, we really do recommend taking the next step.
Absolutely. For personalized guidance tailored to your situation, whether it's about the temporary or permanent residence applications, the specific immigration procedures, or finding the right property investment in Malta for you and your family, we strongly encourage you to schedule a discreet consultation.
And the source points towards.
Consider reaching out directly to Dr. Russell Attard-Baldacchino and the Attard-Baldacchino team. You can find much more information, explore other helpful sections on their website, and actually start your journey by visiting www.attardbaldacchino.com. That's attardbaldacchino.eu.
Great resources. Definitely take that step, explore your options, and see what your future in Malta could look like. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.